I'll call to order the August 17th meeting of the Sussex County Council. The first item to discuss is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes?
Yes, I would suggest that under Mr. Godwin, the first, both items be held up for another time. Though the first item, actually, we were going to handle internally, and the second item is in process and is not quite ready for today's session. And then under executive session, we have no land acquisition items.
So there's no executive session, you're saying?
No, there will be.
Oh, just, okay.
For personnel and litigation, but nothing for land acquisition.
Thank you.
So we are taking Mr. Godwin completely off the agenda.
Yes.
Anything else from council? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Second, please?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of the minutes in your packets this week were the August 10th minutes. Are there any changes? If not, I'll consider them approved. Mr. Moore, reading of correspondence?
I have no correspondence to read, Mr. President.
Does council have anything they'd like to share? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
Good morning. Thank you. The first item is the Moore's Health Coalition report. And with us, we have today Mr. John Hollis from the Moore's, and he would like to give you an update, give the county council an update.
Thank you, David. As I think everyone at the table, everyone in the room agrees, Sussex County is a very, very special place. But some of the realities of particularly the economy and the healthcare field that Nemours and other large health organizations are facing, in addition to our governmental agencies, is that the biggest drain on the United States and the state budget is healthcare cost. We are particularly out of line with many countries in the rest of the world, with a tremendous percentage of our products, our gross national product, spent on treating chronic disease. Chronic illness are those illnesses that occur frequently, many of which can be prevented. In the United States, we're just on the verge of learning how to prevent and preventing these chronic diseases. As you're possibly aware, the state of Delaware alone spends over $200 million annually in healthcare and related cost. My first comment about the specialness of Sussex County leads me to recapping a brief history that this council and the staff of the Sussex County administration has been a key factor in. A little over 4 years ago, Nemours, through its health and prevention division, launched an effort in Sussex County. Since that time, a Sussex County Child Health Coalition with over 150 active members, member organizations, and over 225 individual members has been developed and is functioning. And I'm pleased to have joining me today the president of that coalition, who is a longtime Boys and Girls Club executive, David Crimmins. I'm also pleased to report that during that time, the percent of Sussex County children at an unhealthy weight has gone down 2.3%. While that's not a tremendously large percentage, it is notable and that we're the only area of this state and this region where that percentage has gone down. During that time, the percent of children on unhealthy weight nationally has gone up almost 9%. In Sussex, it's down 2.3%. But I'm most pleased to report to you on this August morning that you're going to be hearing in the very near future that the model of what's taking place in Sussex County will be declared a national model. In other words, the nation's going to be looking to what's happening in Sussex to figure out how to address this problem in their own geographic areas. There's several reasons that the activity in Sussex has become or is becoming a national model. The coalition I mentioned has been wildly successful and is nationally recognized in itself. Close to 100 child care organizations have been trained and made aware of the advantages of healthy eating and active living. All of the schools in Sussex County, all school districts, are participating in a variety of ways. In addition, many churches throughout Sussex are adopting programs, developing community gardens, and other instances where their congregations and members are becoming more aware of the value of healthy eating and active living. Delaware has become the birthplace of the farm-to-school program in Delaware, which now has a formal program under an executive order by Governor Markell. It all started in Sussex. In just a few weeks, Sussex children will be eating fresh-grown Sussex County products, watermelons, corn, apples in the fall, as part of their school lunch program. The state parks, through its activities in Trap Pond, and you may, I'm going to be giving you at another date, distributed through David and his staff, a newspaper insert that's gone to over 10,000 Sussex Countyans in the last several weeks that details Sussex County's transition to a healthy eating, active living community. State parks have responded. The major hospital healthcare systems are developing a higher priority on prevention. And the Moores has been committed to this project with resources, both human resources and fiscal resources. But I have to say, a key reason for the Sussex County model of transitioning to a healthy eating, active living community is due to the people that I'm facing right now. Sussex County Council, through your resolutions and your day-to-day support, attendance, and activities, your fiscal support, has made it possible for this great event to occur. Now, we aren't done yet, but the purpose of today is to recognize each of you individually and David and his staff collectively for a tremendous initial effort. None of this would have been possible if the governing body of this county had not endorsed the importance of healthy eating, active living. We, in this field, particularly Nemours, and I'm speaking for the coalition, are excited about the progress that's happened in the last 4 years. But let me touch on something that will happen about 4 years from now. If this momentum continues, if the activities continue, every one of you will be part, an integral part, a charter member, so to speak, of a declaration that Sussex County children are, in fact, the healthiest in the nation. We're well on our way. Now, kids can't do it alone, and we need parents and families equally committed. You'll find at your place a small token of our appreciation at Nemours. Basically is entitled Campaign Champion in recognition of your commitment to make Delaware's kids the healthiest in the nation. And at Nemours, we're proud to say that starts with Sussex County's kids being healthiest in the nation. This progress is profiled, as I said, in a newspaper insert, about 30 pages, with some wonderful support from various advertisers that describe a great variety of activities that are happening in Sussex. We are becoming a healthy eating, active living community. None of this progress would have been possible without those people I'm facing now. So we're with great pride, give you this plaque to indicate you're a campaign champion, and we look forward to working with you in the future. At this time, I'd like Dave to join me as we present the plaque to Vance as the council president, and again, but share it equally with all of you as campaign champions. This is a campaign. I know this is the political season, and we decided 4 years ago we had to run this almost like a political campaign to convince the public that it's in their best interest to make certain decisions. It's apparent to the Sussex County public, whether it be schools, churches, childcare, business organizations, business companies have been extraordinarily supportive. This campaign is off to a great start. Thanks in no small part to each of you. So on behalf of a lot of children who aren't here today, we're hopeful they're enjoying their last week of summer vacation. On behalf of a lot of children and a lot of families, to this council, thank you for making Sussex County what it is, a great place to live, and because of your visionary effort and support, a healthier place to live. Thank you very much. Vance, symbolically, there's a presentation to Joan and George, Mike and Sam, and to the staff. The Moores and the Coalition are proud to present you with a plaque that entitles you as a campaign champion. We aren't doing this on behalf of the Moores Foundation necessarily. We're doing it on behalf of Sussex children, Sussex families, who are making better choices in what they eat, better choices in their physical activity, and the innovative programs that this council has adopted, for instance, like the creation of walking and biking trails with the land you purchased for the dredge spoils, is another indication of the tremendous caring and vision of this council. So, Vance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. I think it's very important that Mr. Baker is here because the council will agree with me that without his leadership, we certainly wouldn't be able to form these strategic partnerships with groups like the Moores and do all these wonderful things. So Mr. Baker deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, we presented him his plaque at a Coalition meeting that was attended by 70 or 80 individuals several weeks ago.
It's been a little closer. I think they want a picture.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Good job.
Mr. Baker?
Yes. The next item we have is Delaware Transit Corporation Transportation Program Proposed Budget. And as you may recall, each year the County Council is responsible for establishing a budget for the allocation of state grant funds to various senior agencies within the county that provide transportation services. For the last few years, the state has maintained funding for these programs at the same level of a total of $796,862. In the past, we have recommended maintaining the funding for each agency at the prior year level, consistent with the state total allocation with no changes. These are state funds budgeted by the state of Delaware, but we, the County Council, is entrusted with a responsibility to allocate the money in total to the various agencies. During fiscal 2011, the state funding remains the same again at $796,862. However, the Easter Seal Center has dropped its request for funds to zero. And during fiscal 2010, Easter Seals received $47,279. And as in what we have for you today is a recommendation, as noted, to allocate this $47,279 to the other organizations that are continuing with providing this important service. And I have a schedule handy now, which shows how we propose to allocate this.
I got a new schedule.
In the past, you may recall, there was a study done by county staff to determine how to best allocate the funds. And at that time, it was determined that there was an increase, if there ever was an increase in funding by the state of Delaware, then one way to allocate this increase would be based on the number of service miles for each agency. Ms. Kathy Roth has prepared a schedule, which I just handed out, which would reallocate the $47,279 formerly budgeted for Easter Seals based on the miles served by each center. So we are recommending for your consideration allocating this based on the number of service miles. But this would be, this increase would be added onto the base from the previous year. So each agency would be receiving what they received last year plus an additional amount, except for one which only requested $2,100. So that was the same as what they've gotten in the past. So as you can see, the increases range from 3.5% to 13% on the schedule. And that is basically our recommendation for your consideration.
Okay. Does council have any discussion? I'll entertain a motion to approve the administrator's recommendation.
So moving.
Second.
If there's no further discussion, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Baker.
You. The next item is Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council funding proposal. At its June 16th meeting, the Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council, which makes recommendations on funding for wastewater projects, heard a recommendation from the staff at DENREC, and we had some objections to their recommendation at the time. They heard a draft proposal from their finance committee regarding subsidy repayments by borrowers of the Clean Water Revolving Fund municipal loans. Based on their draft proposal, the subsidy repayments would be required and based on additional connection fee revenue that was received from sewer districts as they experienced growth. The proposed policy stated that if new connection fee revenue was not spent in 2 years, that repayment to the Clean Water, the State of Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council would be required. We immediately objected to the proposal at the meeting, and then Mrs. Webb wrote a letter explaining this in detail a week ago. We use connection fee revenue to help pay for infrastructure upgrades that are due to growth in the district. The idea would be the growth pays for itself. This allows the county to keep user fees for existing residents as low as possible when doing expansions or major upgrades. It almost always takes longer than 2 years to accumulate enough connection fee revenue to fund a project. And in the cases of a new sewer district, upgrades or expansions may not be needed for 2 years. It may be 5 or 10 years. So we objected, and the Finance Committee listened to our objections, and they had a meeting last week, and they revised their recommendation to the Wastewater Council. And I'll hand out the... Their current recommendation to the Wastewater Council, which meets tomorrow, is that when we borrow through the SRF program or other governments borrow through the SRF program and receive a grant for a lower interest rate than they normally provide, we must report to them annually on the number of new sewer connections, the connection fees collected, and any investment income on the connection fee income. We must also provide a budget annually of how the collected connection fee revenue would be used. If the information that is not provided by the county or local government, then we would be responsible to repay the savings that we received from the lower interest rate or the grant. This is certainly a much more palatable proposal, and we think that reporting is fine and is justified given their extra consideration to the situation of this particular district. We assume that this will apply to all governments that charge impact-type fees, even though most all of them do not, other than Sussex County, call them connection fees. So we wanted to be sure of that. The report would apply to connection fees. We want to be sure that the report would apply to connection fees collected from the district or project funded by the bonds. So we do not use, for instance, connection fees collected from the Long Neck Sewer District for the Bethany Beach Sewer District. You know, they are kept in their own, kept to get, by their each district. That these, we are also concerned that these should be, that there should be sufficient follow-up from DENREC if a report is not filed. So, and perhaps an appeal process if a, if through the local government neglects to file a report, it just isn't done. It's a very stiff penalty for not filing. So we would like an appeal process to say the DENREC secretary or even the, or the governor before a penalty would be imposed. So I talked this over with Mrs. Webb. This email is a copy of an email from Terry Deputy, who works for DENREC and makes these recommendations. And if there aren't any objections, then Mrs. Webb and I think Mr. Izzo will be attending the meeting tomorrow. We would present this recommendation to the Clean Water Advisory Council.
Sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And then the last item I've got to have is the administrator's report. Delaware Economic Development Office is conducting a community and business survey as part of its economic development strategic plan. They are requesting input from businesses and residents regarding the business climate and, quote, what needs to be done to strengthen and position Delaware for future growth. This survey is being distributed to county employees by email, and we encourage residents of Sussex County, including businesses and individual residents, to participate. One of our goals would be to encourage greater emphasis on new initiatives in Sussex County. And the website to access this survey is listed on the in the report. And Mr. Guy indicated that this is now available on our website as something that residents can link to fill out the survey. Emergency Operations Center, Fire and Ambulance Call Board statistics. Attached is a copy of a report showing the number of 911 calls received from January 1st through July 31st, totaling 62,220 calls. It is interesting to note that 71% of these calls were from wireless phones. Mm. Thank you.
Anything else from counsel for Mr. Baker? If not, we'll go to Mr. Izzo.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have two items on my agenda this morning. However, both are in reference to the same contract. It's contract F. Now, this is the original Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, not the current Oak Orchard expansion project that we're working on. You may recall back when we were installing sewer in the original Oak Orchard contract, we were working in the River Road area. In the vicinity of the Indian River Yacht Club, and we came upon a series of human remains that are located in the Del Dot right away. So at that time, we basically determined that we would stop the extent of the installation of the sewer at that location. However, because of the way the financing the project was arranged, we have grant monies that were left over, and Susie, I believe it's $900,000 in grant money, something to that effect.
Yes, $929,000.
We had about 25 homes that were not served on River Road. So what we did is we worked with the State Historical Preservation Office, we worked with DelDOT, and we worked with our the archaeological firm that we had on board, John H. Milner, and basically we have use ground penetrating radar to determine what we think is the extent of the remains, Plus, there's a whole old historic homestead site in the area, too. So one thing I did in the handout that I provided to you, there's a map, and it shows the Oak Orchard Sewer District. And you can see the areas that are highlighted in yellow are areas that were previously identified as, you know, having either an archaeological site or a historic building or a potential historical site. And you can see the area to the left, which is along River Road, is the most significant of those areas. It's the largest concentration of whether it's archaeological remains of a prehistoric nature, which we found, or of a European nature, which is, you know, a couple hundred years old. Both types of remains have been found in this area. Again, the most significant being the human remains that we came upon. However, using ground-penetrating radar, we think we have developed a pathway that the sewer line could be installed without impacting those remains. However, even with that, we have to set up a special process. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to excavate an area of approximately 150 feet long. We're going to have an archaeologist on site. The contractor is going to open up that area because most of the remains are found in the first 18 inches of the soil. Basically, you don't find things deeper than that. So the archaeologist will observe the area being opened, will clear that area, and if it's clear, then the contractor will move forward with the installation of the pipeline.
What do you mean, and clear that area?
No bones.
When I say clear, the archaeologist will indicate to us that there is nothing of historic significance, and we can install the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that is the way that we will leapfrog down the road. Now, this is an area that's only about 2,000 feet long, so it's not a tremendously long amount of sewer line that we're talking about putting in. So we have bid the project under those circumstances with those conditions built into the contract. We had three bidders. The low bidder was Daisy Construction Company of Newport, Delaware. Their bid was $313,951, which compares favorably to our engineer's estimate of $314,169. And if there are any questions, I believe I have a motion that I can read to award this contract to Daisy Construction.
So if you don't find, if you don't come clear, what are you going to do? What's your alternative?
If we don't find anything, or if we do find something?
Find something.
If we find something, then we will stop. And it depends upon the nature of the remains that we find, or the nature. It may be something of standard archaeological significance, you know, arrowheads, pipe stems, clay pots, portions of clay pots, and all we have to do is categorize it, and then we can move on.
Yeah.
However, if we came up with a situation where perhaps more human remains were found, we may have to exhume those remains and go through a pretty elaborate process of, you know, of how those remains would have to be handled. And our contractor would have to stop that part and then start up. And we hopefully, we've built in downtime into the contract, which would reimburse the contractor for him having to stop and start again.
That's what I was thinking. Who knows what it's going to cost if you get that kind of problem?
It's a tough situation, but we do have residents that are living, and these residents that we're serving are right on Indian River Bay. I mean, they're waterfront properties, and they do have failing septics, and they are anxious for sewer. This whole period of a couple, 3 years, we've been working on this. I get regular phone calls from those people.
Maybe we better get some horizontal drillers in here. And then, what you know, just drill that on through and let her go.
We can do that with a pipeline, but you still have to dig down to connect the laterals to serve the homes.
Yeah.
So while you could install the original sewer line that way, you can't serve the laterals. We thought about that as well. If, for example, we were serving a property that was beyond the area where the archaeological remains, that would work. But because we have to serve the homes, and it's a very tight right-of-way, it's only about 30 to 40 feet wide in that area, the Del Dot right-of-way, and the homes are built right up against the right-of-way in that area. So it's tight working conditions.
Are they older homes?
Excuse me?
Older homes?
Mm-hmm. A little of both. Mm-hmm. There's been some redevelopment as well. You know, obviously, there were the older
too.
Oak Orchard style homes that have been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a motion, Mr.
Yeah. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department and CABE Associates Incorporated, the consulting engineers, that Sussex County contract number 09-15 be awarded to Daisy Construction Company of Newport, Delaware, at the bid amount of $313,951.25.
So moved.
A second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the contract to Daisy Construction. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote.
This doesn't necessarily mean this be the price of this job, does it?
Well, we hope that we've built contingent money in, that if the contractor has to stop and start a number of times, that will be contained within that $313,000.
And where's our budget for this job?
Well, we have approximately $900,000 in grant money, but it's not our intention to use all that.
That's not for this one job, I hope.
That's correct. This is the end of the project. Basically, this will be the last money that's spent in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. So any funds that are not expended will be returned to the national pool. This is federal money through USDA. It's not local state of Delaware money.
Now, I think if we get up our $350,000, somebody better be a look and see if we can't find a better way. Because I just, okay.
Well, yeah, we've worked on it for a number of years, talked to contractors, talked to the DLDOT officials, because the remains are located in DLDOT right away. They have some input, and the State Historic Preservation Office.
Does this go back to the cost of the people that's hooking in? Or does it go back to the general taxpayer here?
What's your picture?
Because it's grant money, it won't increase or decrease the existing rates for the existing users. And anything we don't use will be sent back to the national pool and will be basically lost to Sussex County.
Yep. Okay.
Oops.
Any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The second part of this is a contract amendment with George Miles and Buehr. They're actually subcontracting the CABE Associates. If you recall, when we set up the Oak Orchard expansion project, we used three local engineering firms, and we determined we would work with CABE Associates. They were also the original engineer for the Oak Orchard Sewer District, so they basically had the design already complete. CABE actually will be doing the inspection, but because George Miles and Buehr was the lead consulting engineer for the expansion project, which is ongoing now, it's sort of a little bit of a convoluted relationship in that we are contracting with George Miles and Buehr, but George Miles and Buehr will be subcontracting with CABE Associates. The amount of the subcontract is $45,319, which, gives you pause. If you look at our normal percentages, it's higher than what we're normally seeing. But again, this is not a straightforward inspection job. Normally, this, 1,500 to 2,000 feet of sewer, we'll put in the ground in 15 to 20 days. But because of having to work with the archaeologist, we actually set up the inspection contract where he could be out there a maximum of 50 working days. Everything goes smooth. We'll be in and out quickly. We'll spend half that amount on our inspection. But again, it's the same situation where if we have to stop, we have to handle the archaeology remains, we have to do something with human remains perhaps, we need to have enough money in our contract amendment which allow for that possibility. But again, we've done the ground penetrating radar. We feel like we've mapped out alignment that, potentially would move rather quickly. But again, we have money built into the contract in case that doesn't happen.
How much more does it cost to horizontal drill it than it would to dig it out and put the pipe in?
We actually got a pretty good bid number. If the problem with horizontally drilling is that normally we do that with force mains, so it's not grade sensitive. This is gravity sewer line, so you wouldn't be able to directional drill. You'd have to use a process called micro tunneling, and it would be more than this open cut procedure.
Well, I was thinking this. I know it would be more ordinarily, but I was saying, time you fool around with this archaeological studies and all these things and holdups, if it wouldn't be endless, much more speedier to get it done, it would fool around this other way. And then when you go directly from the house, the only thing you're going to have to worry about is that connection right there. And more than likely, it's not going to, you're not going to find these problems. And if you do, what can happen? What's the worst can happen? You know, as far as I can see. And it looks like to me, in all around, it would be probably cheaper in this case. If we're going to have this problem of somebody standing there, oh, I think you found a chicken bone, or who knows, a dinosaur, all this nonsense. It's just time killing, isn't it? And first thing you know, our bills run way up. We've been cheaper if we paid 10% or 20% and went the other direction and got it over with and got away from these people.
The problem is, though, to get access to the road right away, this is the process that the State Historic Preservation Office wanted us to use to open up the road right away and clear that there weren't any other remains. For example, if you're drilling under the ground and there's human remains, you could potentially drill right through those remains. Or if there was a house foundation, you could drill right through that house foundation. They weren't willing to allow us to do that. Plus, as I indicated, we still would have to dig down to the main with the laterals to make the physical connection.
Well, if you bury me a couple hundred years ago and you're drill through my bone, I don't suppose I'd have any argument about it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure they don't either, but there's the federal law that we have to follow.
I mean, it's some of these things are so ridiculous that
there's no way, Mike, to maybe incorporate the grinder pumps and some of that small diameter stuff into our, you know, make it a marriage of our type of system and those others, because I know they are less intrusive.
They are less intrusive, but this is an area that also floods, and the grinder, putting the grinder pumps in an area that routinely floods.
Not good.
It's not good. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's worked for us very well.
Okay.
Have you a motion, Mr. Itzel?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorize its president to execute contract amendment 2 with George Miles and Buehr LLC of Salisbury, Maryland, including consultant services by Cabe Associates, Inc., to provide construction administration and resident project representation services for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District River Road Extension at a cost not to exceed $45,319.
Can I get a motion to that effect, please?
So moved.
Second, please.
Yeah. Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the contract amendment read by Mr. Izzo. Is there any further discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Benson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mike. Mr. Rob Davis?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The engineering department is requesting permission this morning to prepare and post notices for a public hearing for a proposed annexation of land to the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. We received a letter of request for annexation on December 22, 2009 that included payment of the application fee. The area requesting annexation is comprised of parcels 176, and if I'll point to them on the map at the front of the room, parcel 176 is long and skinny, and then parcel 177 is the large parcel on both sides of Beaver Dam Road.
What's that running through it? Beaver Dam Road?
Beaver Dam Road, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And the south side of Route 9.
Mm-hmm.
They are owned by Francis B. Graves Trust and are comprised of approximately 88.4 acres, I'm sorry. The requested area is contiguous with the West Rehoboth expansion area. The proposed, just for some landmarks, the proposed area is south of the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, which is along this line, and Beaver Dam Road. Area landmarks include the Five Points area, Tom Best Store, and currently under construction, the vineyards of Nassau Valley. The area is in the Gosley Creek planning area, but has been planned for sewer service from the West Rehoboth expansion system when necessary upgrades are completed. And the area is in Mrs. Deaver's Councilmatic District. The proposed annexation area includes two additional parcels. One parcel that adjoins the existing sewer district is owned by Delmarva Power, and I'm pointing to that now, on the south side of Route 9. Lies along a narrow access road that cuts across to Beaver Dam Road. Sewer service is currently available to that parcel. The second parcel is a residential parcel located on the south side of Beaver Dam Road. It's a small parcel. Residential use, has a single-family dwelling on it, is approximately a half acre in size. The area includes a proposed development on the Graves property known as Deep Valley Farm, and that will be on this long, skinny parcel and on the larger parcel on both sides of Beaver Dam Road on the south side of Route 9. The proposed Deep Valley Farm project received preliminary site plan approval on July 15, 2009 for 185 single-family dwelling lots. A sanitary sewer concept plan was approved on November 30th, 2009. The area has been previously proposed for sewer service, and the plan is in accordance with plans for expansion and upgrades. The property owners of the Graves property will be subject to systems connection charges of $4,411 per EDU based on rates effective July 1 of this year through June 30th of next year. A public hearing on the expansion has tentatively been scheduled for September 21st, 2010, during a regular county council meeting. Any questions?
It hasn't gone through planning and zoning.
It has received preliminary site plan approval.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Shane Abbott. Mm-hmm. It's AR1 zone required in an environmentally sensitive developing zone and is proposing slightly more than 2 units per acre, mm-hmm. which is allowable under AR zone.
Mm-hmm. As a subdivision? I thought this was going to be a subdivision.
Yeah.
It's single family lots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's just a subdivision. But you're saying it's coming before county council?
No. Not if it's a subdivision in an AR district at that density, it shouldn't have to come in front of us, unless it's an RPC or something.
The hearing will come before us.
No.
For the...
To expand the sewer district.
Oh, that.
To expand the sewer district.
That's what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She just asked about the subdivision.
Okay.
Yes, this is
I don't think so.
So it's gotten through planning and zoning. Mm-hmm. All right.
It all, the zoning area aspect of it stays at planning and zoning. We're just dealing with the sewer expansion is all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is not a change of zone or...
No.
Right.
No, but it's already been approved. So
okay.
My point is.
Okay.
Any other questions for Mr. Davis?
I have a proposed motion if you'd like me to read it.
Please.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include the Deep Valley Farm annexation area as presented on August 17th, 2010.
I'll make the motion.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve the request to prepare and post notices for the Deep Valley Farm annexation, the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any further discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole? Mr. Benson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carry. Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb?
Thank you. Only two grants today. The first one, Cats Around Town Society.
What town is it?
Cats Around Ocean View.
Oh, Ocean View.
Yeah, as I've been catting around Ocean View, I've noticed a problem.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, they contacted me because of my expertise in the field. And I'd like to get, what is there?
$250. $250.
I can second that.
Yes.
I get the contract to neuter them?
No, that's the usual charge, about $250. So that will take care of quite a few cats.
No snipping?
About eight cats, to be exact.
Don't say that word around me.
Motion and a second to approve $250 from Mr. Cole's account for
and
cats.
And you'll be in charge of that, right, sir?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were this.
Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Western side of the camp.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the City of Seaford for the community night out.
Motion $500 from my account.
Second, please.
Second.
Motion and a second to grant $500 from Mr. Vincent's account to the City of Seaford for their community night out. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Mr. Guy? Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. I'm sorry, Mr. Moore.
And there are none, Mr. President.
And no additional business from the public. Mr. Cole, you have the floor.
Yeah, I was just going to, from Mr. Guy sent us around this online suggestion box, and it was dealing with the big World Series out there in Roxana. And if you were down at the beach area, and I'm sure anywhere along there, a lot of people, you'd see the cars written with, you know, where they're from and all that. So I would think that there is an economic impact of this whole series. And somebody said something about the cable companies, you know, showing the games would also be a good promotion, you know, for our area. I didn't know if our economic development staff could look into the possibility of working with them on something on getting something on the internet and helping promote the games, and then when they're, especially if they stay here in Sussex County, because they've been there, okay. I don't know how many years now. How many years have they been there?
Six. Anybody or know? Seven, I think.
Right. Six. They keep coming back.
Yeah. And so suggestion is
my
that
suggestion
we contact
is that,
the
that I think
companies.
There is an economic development,
right. Sure.
You know, issue here possibly, and the person does raise something that. It would give us more exposure.
We don't. I think there's already some of that thing being done, George.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, if there is, that's fine. But if there isn't, maybe I know they did ESPN one night on
right.
the championship. Saturday right.
Night. I can jump in.
Chip would you, Guy, would Mr. You, Guy, please, would you elaborate, please?
The only thing that struck me when I saw the request, the one concern that might come about is television rights. ESPN would have the rights to that game on Saturday.
One game.
They may only have that one game, so the 4 or 5 days leading up to that, there may be no TV rights involved.
Right.
But the folks who are running that tournament would know exactly what their
well. I get my suggestion would be that maybe our economic and development people,
right.
maybe even you involved, coordinate with them,
right.
find out, and if there's a way that you know for X amount of dollars we could help
right.
with a grant. That would get this on the internet, and that shouldn't be that expensive. If the cameras are there, they can feed it into an internet thing. Right. And,
but I mean, ultimately, I guess it's their decision as the tournament.
Oh yeah, but I just think
that
maybe it's
that.
Something we could assist because they are always. I know this year where the council helped with a sound system,
right.
and which was I understand really helped out a lot. So.
While it's on our minds, could you look into it, Mr. Guy?
Perfect.
Maybe get back
with us. I'll touch base with the people involved and see if there's something we could do, because I think it's a good suggestion.
Okay. Well,
does council have anything else?
No.
Not, we'll entertain a motion to go in an executive session for the purpose of personnel and pending and potential litigation. Motion by Mr. Wilson, second by Mr. Vincent. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.